If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblogues.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code podcast at joyandblokes.com.
It is God's desire that as surely as the dawn breaks forth daily, so will the revelation of his goodness be evident daily in every area of your life. Welcome to Dawn Extras with Tim Grage.
Matthew chapter 9, verse 17, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Here begins the reading of God's word, Matthew 9, 17. Nor do they put new wine into old wineskins, or else the wineskins break, and the wine is spilled, and the wineskins are also ruined. But this is what they do. They put new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved. You want to preserve the wine and the wineskin, you put the new wine in a new wineskin. Ephesians chapter 4, just the one verse as well, verse 23. And be renewed. Where? In the spirit of your mind. Notice what it did not say. It did not say be renewed in your mind. It says be renewed in the spirit. Tell your neighbor your mind has a spirit. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Don't be confused when I say that. It's not the same as your spirit. Then 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but this is what he has given us. A spirit of power, love, and where we are going, a sound mind. It is God's desire that you have a sound mind. Listen, it doesn't matter how much power he gives you. It doesn't matter how much love he bestows on you. If the mind is broken, everything breaks. Everything that we receive from God is held together with a sound mind. This is the reason why in Romans chapter 12 we are told that we are transformed. How? Now that is bothersome. And the reason is, if I am already born again, how come I am not yet transformed? Because Romans 12:2 does not say I am transformed because I am born again. It says I am transformed because my mind is renewed. Because when you get born again, your spirit is immediately reborn. Your spirit is now the spirit of God. Your spirit is one with Christ, but your spirit dwells in a spiritual realm. Yes, your spirit is still in your physical body, but it cannot interact with this physical realm. This is why, for most people, if not everyone, after you are born again, it looks as though nothing has happened. If you had a bunion on your toe, after being born again, it's still there. pimples still there if you wear short. Because what happens when you get born again is your spirit instantaneously changes, but it does not interact with the earth. So the only time you will then experience transformation is when the part of you that interacts with the earth takes a cue from your spirit and begins to change. The connecting point between your soul and your body is your mind. Have you noticed that farmers don't panic during winter? Because they understand that winter is a season. And so they understand that as long as they have planted their seeds and they have fertilized and watered their seed, even though the trees have no flowers, the leaves have all turned brown, they don't panic, because seasons come and seasons go. But the farmer who does not plant in the right soil, the farmer who does not till his ground, the farmer who does not shepherd his soil, every harvest he will experience a loss. It doesn't matter whether the winter is harsh or the winter is light. Every harvest he will experience a loss. In his case, he's experiencing a cycle. While seasons come and go, cycles repeat themselves. At some point, they look the same. Pastor Deb, it's good to have you in the house. At some point, they look the same. You stand at the farm of both the one who has tilled and the one who has not. And at some point, it looks the same, particularly during winter. It looks the same. Both farms will look deserted. But when harvest comes, the one in a season rises. The one in a cycle mourns. Many believers are in cycles, and they have called it seasons. This morning we'll look at seasons and cycles. Bow your hearts as I pray. Teacher, teach us. Educate us. Cause there to be collisions this morning between our ignorance and your truth. You said that your word is a hammer. Oh God, we need the hammer this morning. For many of your children have remained in the same position, on the same spot, running on treadmills, hoping for progress. And yet there is no harvest. Let truth replace lies. Let light replace darkness. Let cycles break as seasons change. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, as you take your seats, turn to your neighbor and say to your neighbor, the seasons are changing. Yes, you may be seated in the wonderful presence of God. Some years ago, I taught you on something called the content and the container. And I explained to you that as much as when you look at this jug of water, it is immediately easy to see that there is a content. And in this case, the content is water. But there is also the container. And that is the jug. when it comes to you and I as well, you have a content and you have a container. Let me put it this way. You have a content and you are the container. Your mind has content. And when we talk about the content of your mind, we're talking about your collective thoughts, what you think. But when we then talk about the container of your mind, the jug of your mind, we're talking about how you think. So there is the what you are thinking. Maybe you're sitting here right now online and you're currently asking yourself, did I turn off the gas? Did I switch on the alarm? It's amazing what people think about in church. But that is the content of your mind. And then there is the why you think that way. How many of you understand the distinction? There is the why you think that way. The Bible says in Proverbs 23 verse 7, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Listen to this. There is that which we will call poor thoughts, and then there is poor thinking. There is poor thoughts which speak about a compromised thought, and then there is poor thinking which speaks about a compromised way of thinking. See, poor thoughts are wrong ideas, whereas poor thinking is the framework. It is so important to understand the distinction between the two, because what many of us try to do is we try to change the poor thoughts, but we live the poor thinking. Give you an example. Have you ever been there before? And I'm not saying it's always the case. I hope you all can see this. I hope the camera can come close. Have you ever been there before where someone gets blessed and they tell their story and you realize that you were in the same service, heard the same word that changed their situation, but seems to have ignored you? I'm not saying you have been through, you are the one that got the miracle, right? Mm-hmm. But how many of you understand the story? The reason is because what happens is, let's say this is the thought of God that's coming through. It goes into this verse. Let me not make a mess here. It goes into this first cup. And as it rises, the content in this glass looks the same as the content here. Agreed? And then we have his neighbor. They look the same. They're about to receive the same content. Assume that this glass is opaque, because we all are opaque. No one sees what the word we are receiving is doing as it comes to us. For person two is the same water, but it's different. What is different here? In this case, we are dealing with poor thoughts. It is the content that is compromised. The container is fine. Do you understand? Give you an example of a poor thought. So a person, two people, hear the word that says that by his stripes you are healed. One person believes it, receives it, acts on it, and begins to see it. The other person hears it. But unfortunately, over time, that person has also believed that healing is not for everybody. The person has been taught over time that, you know, for different reasons, some people get healed, some people don't get healed. Maybe even grew up in a home where the mother was a believer. And the mother shared the story of how, you know, my neighbor, your neighbor, you know, our neighbor across the street, we're both Christians, but because they live an ungodly life, we attend the same church, but see how God has blessed us. See how they are not blessed. See how I am healed. They are not healed. Because of the life that they live. And this individual has believed it. And so this individual believes that under certain circumstances, healing is not for them. So they hear the same word, but when it enters into the container of their mind, it is tainted. Stay with me. It is tainted. It is corrupted. The thing, though, about containers, contents and containers, when the problem is only the content. In this person's case, the problem is what they have believed. Agreed? It's a particular thought that they have believed. When you're going to help a person like this, what you do is you overwhelm them with truth. You just keep going. You overwhelm with truth. As you continue, you will notice that at some point in time, it changes. As you can see, it changes. That's what happens when you deal with content. So the person begins to hear sermons like, God is not a respecter of persons. The same God is rich unto all that calls upon him. He hears the preacher then say to him or her that in Acts of the Apostles, they brought all who were sick and oppressed of the devil, and they were all healed. And then he realizes that his mother was wrong. He hears the same word now, and this time it is different. He gets healed. But this is where the problem starts. When the challenge is a poor thought, the solution is a replacement thought. Stay here. When the challenge, though, is a compromised container, replacement will not work. Let me explain. So, this person has... Okay, it's going to get messy soon. This person has a great mind as it relates to healing. Okay? Wonderful person. Now, he's in an atmosphere like this, and the preacher says, God wants you wealthy. God wants you prosperous. God wants you, and the preacher goes on and on about how God lives in opulence, and so he wants his children to have the same. The problem with this guy that initially looked great is that because of the size of his container. Ish. We shall do it. Ignore that it is red. It doesn't matter how much? This is what God wants to give. It is the size of this jug. And God comes to give it to him. The problem is, by the time his container is full, it doesn't matter how much more God releases. He cannot take beyond his container. Let me tell you how this plays out in a way that some of you might not be aware of. Do you know, for example, as it relates to money, everybody has a money ceiling. Everybody. And when I say money ceiling, I'm not just talking about how much money you can make. That's part of it. It's something more sinister. I'm talking about how much money you can handle. Everybody has a money ceiling. We all think, God, give me 10 billion today. See what I would do for you. Everybody has a money ceiling. Which means, let's say your money ceiling is $10 million. Say amen. Amen. You need to know when to receive. Let's say your money ceiling is $10 million. Do you know, if God gives you $1 billion today, that's my child. Without wanting to, you will find yourself spending and spending. Events will emerge. You will squander. You will spend. You will tell yourself, I won't. You will tell yourself, I can't. You will tell yourself, stop. You won't stop. You will continue and continue. The minute you hit $10 million, something in you will wake up. When you hit your ceiling, you will wake up. And suddenly, you will be intelligent again. You can only receive from God to the degree that your container can carry. Listen, poor thoughts show up in seasons. Poor thinking show up in cycles. If it's a poor thought and you practice replacement, your situation, like a season, will come and go. If you practice replacement, even though what you're experiencing is poor thinking, which is what many believers are doing. You are taking God's word, you are confessing it. But your problem is poor thinking. If you practice replacement, when you are dealing with poor thinking, the cycle will continue. Stay with me. This will help you. So in 1 Kings 12, because some people think their problem is that God has just not answered them. The Bible says, the same God is rich unto all. He does not discriminate. The Bible says that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So if you diligently seek Him, there is a reward. Now many people think that God has not heard, God has not responded, whether it's in relationship matters, career, finances, health, children. Maybe what you need to examine is if you are in a cycle. Rehoboam was son of Solomon. Rehoboam received as an inheritance more than what David got, his grandfather, their greatest ever king. Rehoboam, his grandson, received more than his grandfather ever received. Rehoboam also received more than his father received when his father became king. Actually, Rehoboam received more than what his grandfather and his father received when they both became king combined. But in a few years after receiving all of this, it became just this. Why? Because it did not matter what God tried to give him. His container was broken. In the case of Rehoboam, Rehoboam's father was brilliant. Solomon, brilliant. But he was absent. And his philosophy, Solomon's philosophy of parenting, was that provision is parenting. And as long as he had provided, he had done his bit. So his son grows up with what you would call an entitlement mentality. It is my right to be here. It is my right to have it. It has nothing to do with what I do. I am part of the king's lineage. It is my right to have it. This is another problem. When there is a compromised container, when good thoughts come and poor thoughts come, the compromised container will gravitate to the poor thoughts. It will not want to. In its conscious mind, it is choosing not to. In his behavior, he will choose the poor thought. Why? Remember what Jesus said. The thief comes, but he finds what? Nothing in me. Meaning, when the poor thoughts came, there was no Judas within him to connect with it. In the case of Rehoboam, Rehoboam received good information and bad information. His compromised container made him choose the bad information. And he lost everything. If Rehoboam was to have been extracted from that scenario, the scenario was to have been rewound. And then he was reinserted. He will make the same decision again. Why? Because when it's a container problem, the environment does not matter. Hear what I'm saying? When a person is broken in how they think, put them in a place of safety, they will create chaos. The interesting thing about it, as they are creating the chaos, is that they will keep saying, I don't want chaos. I don't want chaos. I don't want drama in this relationship. I know how drama followed me in the last one. My new motto, no drama here. Tattoo, drama free. You get into the new relationship, and then all of a sudden, sometimes it even feels as if the characters just switch bodies. But you are with the same person again. Why? You are in a cycle, not in a season. Let me explain further. Maybe a person says, I keep meeting people that disappoint me. You have observed the pattern. Let me give you the cycle. In your case, maybe you consistently choose partners who mirror your wounds because your thinking hasn't been renewed. Stay with me. So a person says, businesses around me collapse due to economic drifts and shifts. And so I start and then it collapses. I start, it peaks, and then it collapses. It's a pattern. In your case, you need to pause and examine. Don't examine when you want to see whether there is poor thinking or poor thought. In poor thought, you introspect what you are thinking by default. In poor thinking, you don't introspect your mind. You introspect your feelings and you introspect your actions. Did you hear the distinction? You look at your actions. You look at your feelings. They describe your thinking. Because sometimes your thoughts lie. In the sense that in your conscious mind, you could have the right thought. But your subconscious, which is your container, is calloused and compromised. So your thoughts are healthy, but your thinking is not. And that shows in your behavior and it shows in your feelings. So a person says, I was dealing with an individual, high level C-suite individual, switch jobs to different offices of multinationals in this Santi Metroplex, from one to the other, different multinationals after the other. By the third one, she sat in my office and I had to say, have you noticed that every time you sit here, when you shift to a new job, you get great jobs, great perks, great positions, but your boss always does not like you. And she says, I just don't know. Maybe it's because I speak the truth. Right now, that individual has pioneered their own work. Do you know why? Because they realize that this is not going away. Everywhere they go, mighty people stand as Goliaths against them. Number one, number two, maybe. Number three, you pause. Maybe there's a pattern here. In this person's case, I had to explain that you give off an air, and you are clearly obtuse to this. You give off an air of disloyalty. You give off an air that you are technically gifted, that the thing we're asking you to do, you are exceptional at it. But simultaneously, and unfortunately, because this is your aroma, you can't smell yourself. You also give off the air that we better, you're like a four-legged chair with one leg broken. we better not put all our weight on you. We all have issues like that. Stay with me. In recent times, the Lord has been talking about how we are entering a season of overflow. Oh, there's a season of overflow. For some people, the rains have started pouring. Me, I'm some people, look. The rains have started pouring. I need you to hear. The rains are pouring. Hear me. The rains are pouring. We are putting this on the table now because it will be sad that when the dust settles, we see those who have made great relationship connections. We see those who have advanced in their careers. We see those who have pioneered new businesses that are flourishing. We see those who have made more money. We see those who are in a better state of health mentally and physically. And yet you are next to them the same. Tell your neighbor, God forbid. When you are dealing with possible cycles, hear me. When you are dealing with possible cycles, what you do is not replacement strategy. What you do is a renewal strategy. What is the difference between a renewal strategy and a replacement strategy? Let me help you. In a replacement strategy, let's say your thinking has always been prosperity is not for everybody. You know, there are people that think like that. One of the ways to catch yourself thinking like that is when you see somebody in a nice car. You now say, I wonder who they stole it from. I wonder what corruption. I'm sure it's probably, you say it's probably a tenderpreneur. Where your immediate thinking is that honest work could not have done it. If honest work could have done it, honest workers like me should have received it. Just stay with me. You know the one that or maybe yours is, you see couples that look like they're very happy and you're like, I'm sure they are pretending. Nobody's like that. They are pretending. It is all for the gram. It is an indication that poor thinking is at work. Hear what I'm saying? Poor thinking. Not just poor thoughts. Poor thinking. Those kind of thoughts come from the inside. Poor thinking is at work. When you observe poor thinking, you practice renewal. What should you do? The same way you start out with, this is what the word of God says concerning the situation. When it is poor thought, just you're confessing it and accepting that this is now truth will be enough. When it's poor thinking, three things need to happen. Number one, that same scripture that you now have that counters what you have been thinking, you now need to use it not just by declaring. You now need to take out time daily, because whether you are conscious of it or not, the thing that is keeping the cycle going is every day at work to sustain the cycle in your life. When you are asleep, when you are awake, that thinking is at work to sustain the cycle. So you, every day, need to do Step number one, you take that scripture. Besides just confessing it, you now need to begin to ask yourself this important question. A person who displays this kind of outcome, how do they behave? I need a pause. You need to hear what I'm saying. See, let's say you realize that money doesn't stay in your hands. How many of you have thought, I'm sure this is witchcraft, my money just vanishes? It's not witchcraft. Unless the bank stole it, it's not witchcraft. If you track it, you will see it. It's just easier to blame esoteric beings. That way you are innocent. Are you with me? Let's say that's your issue. Money comes, money doesn't stay. Money comes, my debt doesn't reduce. You take a scripture, Psalm 112 verse 3. Wealth and riches shall be in my house. I love it. It says wealth and riches. What many do, they only confess. What those that have discovered as a cycle do, they create time every day to now begin to use what Paul calls a renewed imagination. Ephesians 1. It says that you will flood your mind or your imagination with light. The person begins to paint a picture, and this is what he's trying to see. The individual, let's say John. So John will begin to say, what does the version of John that has more money look like? He already looks like it, eh? What does the version of John that has more money look like? And when I say look like, if your immediate thought is, he dresses like this, he has this kind of watch, you ain't doing it right. You must interrogate what it looks like. And when you do, you will begin to see things like, he's a master of time. He doesn't waste time. This guy doesn't allow people to also waste his time. You begin to see that, yo, this guy, he's not impressed by a sale sign. Some of you will catch it now. He's on sale. Suddenly, all your good thoughts vanish. Poor thinking emerges. You realize, no, he's not moved by such. You realize that he has a savings habit. Yo, he has such a savings habit. You suddenly discover this is all going on in your mind. You are interrogating the person. This guy, he doesn't eat everything that comes in. Then it's gone. Then you go, yo, we're back here again. Yes, you ate your way there. Some of you know what I'm saying. You realize, oh my goodness, he keeps money aside and nothing moves it. You realize that this one, he tithes. He realizes that this came from God. And so he's committed to his tithing. He's committed to his building fund. You see that he doesn't need, and this is the big one, you see, John discovers as he looks at John that this one does not need motivation or inspiration. He does it by default. No one needs to make him do it or remind him to do it. Do you know what is now happening? He is seeing his tomorrow. When you are dealing with a cycle, It means the problem is in your subconscious. Listen to me. When you're dealing with a cycle, the problem is with your subconscious. Your subconscious does not understand words. And many of us are busy feeding it words. I made my confessions today. Your subconscious does not understand words. It understands pictures. It's one of the 12 laws of the subconscious mind. It understands pictures. When John begins to see that other John, that is a master of time, that other John that gives no excuses but delivers quality work every time, that other John that now has an extra qualification to support his technical abilities, he sees that John. As he sees that John, his subconscious mind sees it as him. The subconscious mind does not distinguish between that which is real and that which is imagined. Did you hear me? It does not know the difference. This is the reason why my wife will be watching a action movie. My wife and I will only do action movies. All these love movies, they annoy us. My wife, actually I do it too, but I have the mic, so we'll be watching an action movie, and then a key individual is about to be shot and killed, we think so, and my wife will look away. Then she'll do like this. I kid you not. She'll do like this. Then she'll look away. My kids will say, but this is it. She's doing like this. Guess what? She knows it's a movie. She knows it's not real. Yet she can't help herself but to hide. Because the subconscious does not distinguish between that which is imagined and that which is real. You're watching a movie, there's an explosion. The people there jump, you two jump. How many of you know what I'm saying? You two go like this. Why? But your conscious mind knew it was not real. So number one, you settle down and you paint this picture every day. Are you listening to me? You see that character every day, and then you utter those words. There are no men, there are no men, there are no men. There are men, they don't want you right now. And I say that to the women as well. There are no women, there are no women. Your current version is a problem. It's the truth. See, it is hard to tell people some of these things because when you do, you're attacking me. Do you understand that when you are dealing with cycles, one thing that is very important is that you are willing to take correction. When someone begins to hit on your cycles issue, many people walk away. You think, but I know what they are saying. No. Your cycles have become so familiar that when someone begins to challenge it, something, you will feel like the bathroom. You will feel like you are thirsty. Something will begin to force you to walk away. That's when suddenly someone will offend you. So I'm leaving that church. Whereas if you were to interrogate it properly, at some point, someone was beginning to scratch your poor thinking. And that self-sabotaging thing that needs to break forces you to get up and leave. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Thank you. Give him a round of applause. I'm out of time. So number one, you use those words and then you paint a picture and you do it every day. Are you listening? You want to be married. Have you seen what the marriage you looks like? Stop. And when you are seeing that picture, let me tell you, when you tell people off the cuff, see yourself married, do you know what they see? Dun, dun, da, dun. Dun, dun, da, dun. You see the, you see yourself in the white dress. You see yourself, the flowers. You see yourself, the MC is Tammy, you know? And then it's such a glow. Deep breath. What you are seeing is superficial. Or some of us, when I say see yourself married, the picture immediately is about how the other person is. So you begin to, if you're a guy, you begin to imagine yourself with, you know, hips, lips, fingertips, loves the Lord. And you are seeing that. Seeing what the person looks like will not change you. This interrogation is for you to see you. So you ask yourself, what kind of marriage do I have? So you're single, but you're asking, what kind of marriage do I have? It's a marriage that is peaceful. We don't fight. That immediately tells you, I don't fight. Did you see the way it works? In this marriage, we respect each other and show each other actual affection. Public and private affection. That immediately says to you, am I affectionate? You see, the minute you see that picture, you bring it as a mirror against this one. Because that picture begins to tell you the next thing to do. What is the next thing to do? After you have created the picture and you see it every day, from that picture, it begins to instruct you how to behave. See, to break a cycle, a new picture must be inserted and gradual new behaviors must come. Are you listening?